Blog Talk Radio.
Ginger's one of them.
Am I not signed in? I switched over to Firefox today.
Yeah, so whatever.
You're not signed in, dear.
Okay,
so I guess I should introduce the show. Right.
Kind of, sort of.
Hold on. What day? Is it May? It's May 8th, 2012. I'm a little tired. I've been working a little too hard. And it is Tuesday, so that means that it's time for Pixanista. And that, for those of you that don't know, and if you don't know, where the fuck have you been? For those of you that don't know, that is Pixel Fashionista, a little term that we coined because we're awesome like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm Snow White. I'm tired. Yeah. And then we also have Corey / Game of Nature, except Anahiva, who's in a really good mood. Hi, ma'am.
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all.
Fun times.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to say. I had to throw a little bit of that in there. Okay. I'm good.
I'm a little jealous. All right. And we also have our baby girl, Miss.
Oh, it's a baby girl. She's a baby girl.
See how she went right into it? She knows.
Who's a baby girl?
That was Mimi. I'm the baby girl.
You're the baby girl. All right. I think I just smiled. I'm a little weirded out now.
Weird. I was like, come in and eat something to eat, baby. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, unfortunately, the curse of having the little girl voice.
You do have a little girl voice. I mean, it's like, I don't even know. I think I have.
Yeah. Somebody told me, oh, you sound so cute. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sound so cute when I stab you.
I've got the porn star voice. You've got the little girl voice. Corey.
And the hair flip to match, bitch.
Oh, my God. Can we back off the hair flip, please?
Mm-mm. Never, ever, 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 ever.
It was not on purpose for, like, the 100th time. I don't even remember doing it.
It don't even matter that it was on purpose or not.
Ugh. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Chocolate-covered almonds?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Like a really good aphrodisiac for women, almonds especially. Like one time I smelled almonds and I actually started salivating.
Mm.
Imagine what it would do to parts of your body if you ingested them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. It's an awesome aphrodisiac for women. Relatively healthy, too. Anyway, what the hell are we talking about today?
Well, Ginger had come up with a lovely topic, which I think is quite interesting.
Yes. My thought, because I noticed this with somebody's outfit earlier, is these people who add things to their outfits, their accessories from the real world, like PDAs, Palm Pilot, well, same difference, phones, laptops. What this guy actually had was a headset on, an MP3 player. It actually had the cord that came out of it. It was stuck out of his pocket. It was mesh. The cord came up his chest and then into the earphones on either ear. And it actually fit. It was really cool. But it made me wonder, why do we bring these real-world items into our virtual world?
Okay, I have one good reason. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
If you are role-playing and you have those items, I can completely and totally understand why you have them. If you are not role-playing, what the fuck?
See,
yeah,
we have the same thinking about that. I think it's a waste of all that hard work.
Yeah.
That the people in there make the games or make those items.
It's a waste of server resources, too. If you're wearing the damn prims and using up scripts and stuff, what's the purpose? So you
this was mesh.
It still doesn't matter. You're still using up server resources for some innocuous item that you don't even need.
True. So it's less than your usual prim items. But yeah, and this had seemed to have no scripts in it. Looks like he's already deleted the resize scripts out of it. So
you're still using up server resources.
Yeah. I mean, it looked really neat. But at the same time, I was like, why do you have that?
It just makes
I can see posing for a picture or for RP or something, but
it just makes no sense to me. I really don't get it. If you are RPing, then I totally get it. It's part of your whole persona, part of how you work. That's all well and good. But if you aren't RPing, then you know what? It's just a waste. You look like a douchebag.
See, now you know what you guys are saying? That is exactly why I like some of the things I do, and you all are like, why? Like the what's the vampire game that everybody's mad at?
Bloodlines.
That is exactly why I like Bloodlines, and I keep looking for somebody who's actually going to role play what's already in the Bloodline thing.
No. I don't dislike the game Bloodlines.
It's like the people.
You misunderstand me. I dislike the douchebags who abuse the game Bloodlines. That's my problem with it. It's not the game itself. The premise behind the game is fucking awesome. You could probably get some really juicy, sexy RP from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the people that just walk into, like, some hub somewhere and just start randomly clicking on people asking to bite them. So that's what gets on my nerves.
Yeah, I can't stand that. Another company that I love in Second Life, and I have yet to even get to play with... Well, no, I take it back. I played with some of their stuff, like, in 2007. Why can't I think of the name of any of these people? Is it NGS? The one that has the one where it has the chloroform and you get to knock people out? And
VGS?
VGS.
Okay.
Black Market VGS.
Yeah. That's some sexy stuff, too, by the way.
I love their stuff. Yeah. And you can't ever find anybody actually playing with the stuff. I mean, like I said, I got to play with it in 2007 when they were new. I think they were new. They might have been around even before then. And somebody chloroformed me and was dragging me through a street somewhere. I was like, this is so effing cool. You can't do
that
in an MMO.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And actually, you could do that in an MMO, Sociolotron. But anyway.
What MMO?
Sociolotron.
Is it around and can I go now?
I think it's still around. The graphics are horrible. And it used to be good RP in there, but I don't think the RP exists there anymore. I think they're just kind of, you know, a bunch of crap heads, because you have permanent death. If somebody kills your character, you are dead.
Oh, I'm all about it.
Oh, no, I know. But I think you just have people whose whole purpose is to go in there and fuck up your mojo. So anyway, back to what we're talking about. The accessories, because this is a fashion show.
Exactly. I do a lot of photos, and I have been hanging out with a friend of mine who hangs out at these clubs with the house music, which, by the way, hurts my ears. Screw that. I'm running Pandora while I'm sitting there dancing with her.
Yeah, I don't do house.
I'm bebopping along and talking to everybody, and I don't care what song's going on. But
I like house music. Thank you very much.
That is cool. It hurts my ears.
me too. I don't do it.
Mm-hmm. No. But those people are no joke with their clothes. You go into these, except the one I'm talking about right now is GOL, G-O-L. I'm sure it probably stands for something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't pay that much attention. But these people are all in mesh. Just about. I don't see any of the older clothing there.
Well,
at least not really. Well, it's the point of that these people have upgraded to the new viewers, the new clothing, which means more accessories, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
They have the new mesh hair, and they've got the mesh belts, and the mesh shoes, and the mesh tops, and they've actually found a way to, like, layer the different mesh clothes. And it's amazing, but I am seeing a lot of accessories to these people. Backpacks, hats, weird different hair.
None of that.
That
does make no sense to me whatsoever. Part of the reason why I don't go to Second Life clubs, that's another reason. I hate seeing people with things on and it has no purpose. And don't get me wrong, I am a female gamer. I do understand the social aspects, but when I'm going to play games, and a lot of you don't get this, especially you newer gamers, you right there that's 19 and 20, I don't go in to play a game to be myself. I am myself 24/7. I go into play to escape being myself. Not that I don't think I'm awesome, but sometimes if you could switch bodies with somebody, you know, for a couple of hours, then you'd love to do it. You could switch bodies with, oh, you guys out there, I don't know, Brad Pitt maybe. You could be him for an hour or two. Would you want to try it? You know, no consequence. You don't get in trouble. You just get to switch bodies with him. Maybe you get to go have sex with whoever it is you want to hook up with. Yeah, a lot of people, if you could. So that's why I go to play games. I want to be someone else for a little while and go be mean if I'm, because I'm not.
No, well, but that is a form of role play, though.
That's exactly, that's what I'm trying to break down to them. And that's the part of the reason why I don't get, if you're going into the clubs and the things and I got to have on a backpack, and you're still being, you're not really being anybody else. You may be being an idealized version of yourself, but what's the point? Why are you paying a monthly subscription to a game to be an idealized version of yourself? Go be an 8-foot-tall mermaid and hit people with your tail.
Don't be dressed in a character and then act like yourself. That's the thing. Like, if you want to go somewhere and just be yourself, then look normal. Look like yourself. I mean, you don't have to look like exactly like your real life. If you want to make a few tweaks, like maybe get bigger boobs or, you know, a smaller ass or whatever.
Not the mesh.
Please don't
boobs.
Say boobs. Please not the boobs that go through your head.
Oh, God.
Not
sorry, I forgot. I forgot that was one more thing. Please don't do the big freaking prim boobs. Those are so stupid. But anyway, if you want to do that, fine. Go as yourself, even if it's just an idealized version of yourself. Go as yourself and be yourself. But if you're going to be dressed up like a werewolf, fucking act like a werewolf. Because I could tell you, I ran across this one guy who was just out and about in a club as a werewolf, and he started RPing with me, and I was like, oh, God, I almost creamed my panties right there because he was good.
Nice.
But, of course, this was like years ago, literally, like 2 or 3 years ago. And it's just, you don't find that anymore. You don't find like just a spontaneous, random people who are them, who are the character that they are. You know?
Yeah, nobody is in any MMO, and I think that's what the big
very, very
departure.
Makes me a sad panda.
Yeah. Aww.
I'm a sad panda.
Tap, 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 tap. That's from our kitten Atrix, by the way. That's what she does when she's playing with things. She taps it, tap, tap, tap. That's what we call it. Tap, tap, tapping. Tap, tap, tap. Share, tap, tap, tap. It's okay.
Yeah, so much sad.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's claws involved with that. Tap, 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 scratch. Tap, tap, tap.
She doesn't mean to scratch, so that's a thing.
The hell she doesn't.
No, she really doesn't. Most of the time when they do that, they really don't know that they're hurting you.
Kitten Atrix is evil incarnate, okay?
She is not. She's an adorable kitty. Anyway, moving on. Back to our show.
She is not adorable. I have the holes in my dress to prove it. Anyway.
Go ahead.
Evil bitch. I'd go in there and gank her too. Okay, anyway.
Well, now we know why she's evil. Go ahead.
Because she's evil? Because she's my cat. That's also the ironic thing why I think the thing that weirds Snow out, the babies. Now,
okay.
If honestly, now, honestly speaking, if you could find a sim where they were using them for some purpose, the babies were involved. Remember, we talked about this some years ago where we said it would be cool. And if they're actually doing it, but it's not done in a role play setting is what makes it weird, odd way. So when I were saying years ago when they first started creating prim babies, what if the babies could grow and it was made so that the, you know, someone could come in and assume that child once it got older, and you know they'd you did it, but I'm saying we said wouldn't it be cool if there was a sim that did that. I remember us having a conversation. I could tell you where we were. It was a couple of days before your wedding. We were sitting outside where your wedding was, your first wedding, and we were having this conversation.
My only wedding.
Okay, your first wedding. So the
my only wedding. I'm not getting married again. Second life, not happening.
You know what? I'm just going to skate on by that.
I'm not getting married in second life again.
I'm going to skate on by that and pick out my 70s afro as I skate by and look at you and nod, yes.
I may get, you know, if a certain someone comes back, I, you know, may get back on my knees, which would be awesome, but no.
You know what? We're going to skate on away from this conversation. I'm having carries. Okay, anyway.
I'd be hot.
Is it hot to y'all?
All right, Carrie. Moving on.
I forgot what I was talking about. Okay, so yeah, anyway. If that would happen, then it kind of lends some credence to having something from the real world in a virtual world. I mean, I get... You know, and that reminds me. One of the doctors from one of those clinics is wanting to come on and talk to us about women who have virtual babies and versus real babies and how that makes them feel in Second Life. But we need a psychiatrist on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to have them talk back and forth, and, you know, we kind of mediate. So I'm working that out. So y'all keep make sure you keep coming back because we are working that out. It's going to be a really interesting show.
Yeah, and I did actually.
You had a prim baby. I was it. Remember?
That's what I'm about to get to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told the punchline. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm, you ruined it. I actually had a couple of different prim. Okay, so I technically had two weddings, I guess.
Like I said.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about the first one. But anyway, I did have, but it was within a storyline. It wasn't just, you know, me wanting a baby. It was a natural progression of a storyline in role play. I'm not the type to go into Second Life and be like, oh, you know what? I want a baby. So I'm going to pretend like I'm pregnant. And I'm going to walk around to stores and rub my belly and be like, oh, I'm so pregnant. Oh, my God, no. It was a natural progression to a storyline, which, you know, made sense. And that's where the Brim babies came about. And they still freaked me out. And it still freaked me out. I'm still a little freaked out.
You want to really be freaked out?
I found you in my inventory.
I was going to ask, you want to really be freaked out? Pull out that old baby and put it next to one of the new ones. That will freak you
out. No, I did. I pulled you out of the inventory. And I was holding it, and I was standing in the new store, and I was like, that's really fucked up. I was like, I got to get out of here.
Damn, this baby
so I put that up, because y'all were like, oh, the new babies are so great. So I wanted to go see, and I was like, I got to leave. This is freaking me out.
Yeah, but aren't the new ones much prettier? Because that other one, that
they're still freaky to me. They still don't look right. They still freak me out.
It's going to be about another 2 years before they actually smooth out and they start looking more realistic, which I think will be interesting because I cannot wait to cut open their little bellies and look at their code. Okay.
You're not cutting open my little belly.
You can run if you want to. See that summoner thing that you created to summon your baby? I'm going to start summoning people's babies at random, just holding them for ransom.
I did do that the other day, too.
See?
Like,
see?
What the hell, yo?
I'm going to create it. I'm just going to start summoning people's babies and holding them for ransom. I'm going to need 20,000 lindens or the belly is coming
over. Wait a minute. Didn't we read about that on the mail? The show the other day? Somebody did that with emails.
Yeah, they did it with email, but I'm going to do it with prim
babies.
No,
they were doing it with the whole computer.
Anyway, back to our show.
Yes. So I love the idea that they create the things. I think they go to waste. I think the biggest sections that we have on the Second Life store, and I'm going to say the IMVU store as well, are the accessories, and they have no purpose because people don't actually use them. You mm-hmm. type in, you go to the Second Life marketplace, and I find some of the most unique, beautifully made things. At least they look so from the picture, because y'all know how that goes. You get it. Like I sent Ginger a
necklace.
Yeah, a necklace. It was a steampunk necklace. Look, and it was. I said, this is so pretty for 5 lindens. I was like, I'm gonna send it to Ginger. She'll like that. And it was supposed to be a working
necklace.
It was not even a necklace.
Shoes, and they were ugly.
See,
they had bling.
It was shoes. It wasn't even a necklace.
Do you remember that shoe store we were looking at a while back, Snow, that had really ugly prim shoes?
Yeah.
It was like those.
Ooh.
But not like the new updated ones. It was like her old, way, way, way old ones with like the bling and...
Like
yeah.
The ones that were ugly even way back then?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
These were supposed to look like gold, but they were like bright yellow and blingy.
They were supposed to be. They were supposed to be a steampunk necklace is what they were supposed to be with a working
I know. Box. I saw. I went and looked at it. I was like... That's pretty. Then I opened up the box. Wait a minute. That's not pretty.
I need to go ahead and report that.
Yeah, you need to know.
I need to go ahead and report that. That's wrong. Somebody making 5. And I'm not the only person that got.
Yeah, that's actually false advertising, and I really wish that we could, you know, get somebody in trouble for that shit, because that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm,
and 5 lindens may not seem like much to some people, but to other people, that's a lot of work.
You add up 2 cents times 5,000, and you tell me how much money that is.
I know. But what I'm saying is some people may not be able to buy lindens, so they have to actually go and either get a
camp.
Job or go camp somewhere, and that's a lot of time.
Let me go ahead and do the math on that. That's just a general term. That's $1,000.
Yep.
5,000 people they just made a cool $1,000 off of.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up. I need to report
that. Password you gave me is not working, by the way.
It's going to take a few minutes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's going to take a few minutes.
All right. Okay, but another thing I just wanted to mention, it's not exactly fashion, but it's kind of like a fashion going around Second Life. Y'all heard me mention this before the show. What is with, in your profiles, what is with the whole fashion of I'm an asshole, don't talk to me?
I have no idea.
You mess with me, I'm going to kick your ass. I mean, when did that become popular? I mean,
that is called delusions of grandeur is what that is called. That is condition, psychological term.
What? Let me just hammer over to him real quick.
I have no idea why these people do that. Like I said, I noticed it more once these people started joining these biker gangs inside Second Life. We're badass. We're bikers. No, fuck you. You're riding a prim bike. I tried. I went and checked out these people. I was like, you know, maybe this could be fun. No.
Okay, but the thing is, like, why are you trying to be an asshole in a game, in an internet game, no less, okay? Why are you trying to be an asshole in an internet game when people first meet you, immediately they're going to open up your profile and they're going to read your profile and your first impression is, in big blaring, I'm an asshole, okay?
Unfortunately, on the other side, you've got these women and some of these men too that like assholes, that like to be treated that way. So that's kind of like a turn on for them.
But that still doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Like,
I'm with you.
Here's, you know what? I don't have any. I have nothing. I don't know why. I don't know where that trend came from. What I suspect a lot of it comes from is that people, you know how people are, we're all guilty of doing it. I stopped doing it because I'm just like, I don't care. You know, you get mad at somebody, you start putting stuff in your profile, and you're kind of talking to them, but you're not talking to them. So you can't really, you know, see, Ginger knows exactly what I'm talking about because, you know, remember her situation, Snow.
Mm-hmm. It's just getting from bad to worse.
Yeah, so. What you don't do if you have a game where you just put up a profile is don't start changing your profile whenever somebody makes you mad, because one, I'm going to tell you one of the greatest lessons my mother ever taught me is the best thing you can do to piss somebody off when you are no longer speaking to them is to not acknowledge their existence in any way. Don't change your profile. Don't call them. Don't email. Don't IM them. Don't message them. Basically get it in your head. Fuck you.
Okay, well, no, I did that.
Fucker from everything. It's just ridiculous.
Okay, let me talk to you from the other side of that. As someone who, when something pisses me off, I react. That's just how I am. I'm like, boom, I'm very reactive. I'm a very reactive kind of person. So, mm-hmm. I know I am. So, when this one particular person, who happened to be my old OC partner, was with her for a year. And all of a sudden, she pushed me aside for some crazy bitch. You know, I got mad, deleted her from everything. I mean, everything. And then I realized how stupid that was, because it's letting her know that she bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've gotten to the point where my profile just kind of stays equal, unless I'm taking a long, extended break from Second Life, then I'll clear everything out, you know, for whatever reason. But other than that, everything stays the same. I don't really care. I don't put people on my profile unless I know for a fact they're staying there.
Here's my favorite term to say. You can go ahead and block me if you want to, Corey. I don't care enough about you to block you.
Yeah, exactly.
Look.
I blocked her because she's fucking psycho.
I said, look and be sated. I think I have that in my profile. If I pissed you off and you're mad at me and you're spying on me, look and be sated. Be jealous. Be angry. Just look. I love the attention. Look. Damn it. I don't care. But I don't understand this new trend. I'm like, so what am I, the old lady of Second Life? What is this new fad? You all have to share all of your real life information. I don't really want to see real you, especially when you laid across the couch eat potato chips with a grease stain on your belly. I don't want to see you. If I wanted to see you, I would find you and say, you are just what I've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody message me with that today, and I was like, oh, really? Really? Did you have to put a picture of you in?
Yeah, I don't. I try to steer away from the real life tab, but, you know, it's kind of like a train wreck. You just.
sometimes you look and you go, oh,
you just totally ruined everything. But I got to tell you, a couple of people, they can leave their first life pictures up, because, damn.
Now, this guy should not have, in any form, shape, or fashion, should not have at all.
You know what my favorite thing in Second Life is now, since we are starting to get so popular, is the people who don't believe. I got into a knockdown and drag out argument with a guy. I didn't tell y'all this.
What?
No,
I wasn't on my main avatar. I was on another one, and I was mentioning to him about, you know, women gamers. He's like, yeah, I know some women gamers. They do a podcast. It's Gamer Girls Radio. You see, you think you're badass. They're badass. Blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I know them. No, you don't.
Really? We don't know ourselves.
No, he didn't know who I was. Oh, you don't know them. You don't know them. I know them personally. I said, which one do you know personally? I know Snow, and I know Corey. And
what?
You know, I thought, no, whoever it was didn't know who. I was like, really? What's Snow's real name? I don't have to tell you. You don't know. That's
right? Hey, let me tell you. I know my real name, and if you don't know my real name, you really don't know me.
I'm going to tell you now. These two here, Blaster, that other chick, know my real name, and it ain't Corey either. So if you ever run across me in any game pretending that you know me and you don't know that name, I'm going to embarrass you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sit back and laugh the whole fucking time.
No, I know I would say my latest partner, but that wasn't my latest partner. Anyways, the partner who...
How many you got?
How many you have?
The person I was with for 10 months didn't know my name, and so I don't know. I think the last, at least my first name, until the last 2 weeks before we split.
That's sad. And, you know, and you brought real life into it and turned into...
Just my first name, yeah.
Turned into a crazy bitch.
They always turn
crazy. But this brings me back to the whole, like...
There is.
the whole fashion of being an asshole in your profile and putting all your real life information in your profile. Why? You're in a game.
You're supposed to be being somebody else. This also goes with the whole accessory, back to the accessories thing. I have never understood that when things like that started coming up in Second Life. I think the first thing I saw was an iPod, like the first-gen iPod. Somebody made one immediately.
Yeah.
And my first thought is, does it play real music? Because if it does, then I want to put it on, and then I'm going to find some way to incorporate
it. This would have a purpose.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, I was given a rose by the guy that you did the wedding pictures for way back when. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and it played 20 different songs that he got to choose to put in.
How many partners have you had?
No, this was just some wedding pictures I took of her.
No, no.
Is that who you're talking about, him?
No, I'm talking about the one that I actually had the wedding with.
Oh, my God. Really?
Which one?
I only had one wedding. Yeah, I only had one wedding.
Anyway, moving on. Story. Jeez.
The same.
Yeah, the steampunk one.
Okay. Okay, and I know who you're talking about, yeah. But see, I never understood the purpose of having items that don't, you know, I can't use in any type of role play. That thing never worked. The iPod never worked. I've seen people do things with, you know, with things. Like, I like, who is, I don't know what avatar I was on. There's a girl in Second Life that is actually building a replica of the entire city of New York. Okay? But it's not new New York. It's like 1903.
Old New York. Yeah.
1943. So she has all the cars and stuff, and she's actually building it. So there's pieces of it done, pieces of it not. And, you know, she's got, you know, 43rd Street, you know, this, that, and the other. So I like that. And there, somebody can get in there and have some really nice role play. The cars there actually work. You know, you can drive along the streets. The street lights work. Those are things that I like to see. But this BS of, oh, I have here's another thing I don't get. Food.
For role play purposes, fine. I totally understand. I really, really.
There is a German, two German guys that are making food for Gorean Sims. And I wanted to do this years ago too. Didn't have the programming skills, but they're English.
In the last, Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, where the food grows out of the ground and the slaves have to go and pick it.
Yes. I was actually really involved with that, and I'm really, I know how it works. Like, I know how to do everything. You can make food, you can make weapons, you can make tools to help with the food. You can make, what else was it? There's a couple other things. I think you can make, you can make spears to hunt with. I mean, they have, like, animals, they have plants, they have all the types of stuff that you can do.
But people don't want to use it.
Yeah, because it's too much work.
But that should be the whole point. That's the reason why the people who spend their thousands of dollars to own their own sim, why nobody's on it, because nobody has anything to do.
A true story. True story.
If I think it comes back to when I first started in Gore, I was a slave, and I was given chores to do. Like, if they didn't want anything to do with me, or if they didn't have anything for me to do or whatever, they would send me off and tell me, go sweep the inn or something like that. And they would make me, like, role play with myself and type out what I'm doing. If I wanted to role play with myself, motherfucker, why am I in second life?
But see, here's the difference. If you had a HUD on, another accessory, if you had a HUD on that made, you know, you put on a broom and it had a little timer, you got XP, and it actually brought your fatigue bar down and you swept for real over there by the end, maybe for two real life minutes.
That might be a little different, but still, it's the same thing. If I want to do something by myself, I'll go log into an actual MMO. And that's
you get what I'm saying. This is where, when I say, if they sent you off by yourself to do something, but if you actually had a task that took some time and it actually had a purpose other than we want you to write out this note card, if they said, we need you to go and pick food, if you went to the little, you know, regenerating garden, however it works, and you were picking fruit and somebody actually had to come in and eat it, then you had to role play, you know, serving it to whoever.
I can tell you from experience, the NLS thing took a whole fuckload of time.
Oh, no, you're talking about NLS. No, this is not NLS. This is another two guys in Germany, but the reason why I'm not playing with it is because none of it's in English. I can't figure out what the hell it is other than I need to pick the stuff. And they have been trying to get the Gorian Sims to use their stuff and get somebody to translate it, but they're not in English. But theirs is deeply, deeply intricate.
Yeah, that
down.
Is NLS.
It's not NLS. I'll have to pop in and look at the name because I took a bunch of their note cards. I can't read any of them. Maybe I can now with my new Google Translator. Ha ha! I said I'm gonna keep these because this is amazing. And I was trying to talk to the guy, but his English is terrible. you take this. It looked like pomegranate. It's not pomegranate. Galana fruit. Okay, you take. Did you put in here? And I was like, okay, you know what? We're gonna stop.
Yeah, I unfortunately had that happen recently.
We're not going to talk about it. Thanks. I'll come back.
You know, I can kind of understand that, and I can understand how that's an accessory for role play. I can.
Yeah.
But it's the people in Second Life who have all this stuff who aren't role playing.
It's because most of these people, especially the ones that I seem to run across, because I've now put this in my profile. This is not Match.com. Do not hit on me thinking that, you know, any flirtation I give you is actually towards real life you. I am playing a game.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're interacting with me, and this actually happened in a roleplay sim, I thought you liked me. Dude, we're in a roleplay sim. What the f-? No, we're not even in a club.
Did you say what the fuck?
Yeah.
No,
did you say
fuck?
All
right. Okay, now, yeah, that, I don't, that...
But a lot of these people see their avatars as an extension of themselves.
Which I can understand. I can. Because there are a lot of people who may be a little socially awkward in real life, or maybe they have problems meeting people in real life, or whatever. Whatever the situation is, and they think the Second Life is a way to help them get out. And it really is. For me, it's a way for me to express certain urges I have that I can't really express in real life. Anyway, so... I can't where it's from, but still, I know there's a separation there. I know that there's a separation between Second Life and real life. And only very, 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 very special people can cross between Second
very
Life
special.
And real life.
Very special.
Very special. And that's only happened with Corey.
Ginger in reverse.
Yeah, Ginger in reverse. Because I met Ginger first, and then we got Second Life. And I think two other people, too. Two. Yeah.
What were the names?
Saj and the one I'm with now.
You know what? I was really teasing, but you just went on answer.
No offense to any of my friends who may possibly be listening from Second Life. I love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm not meeting any of y'all in person. I prefer to keep my spleen inside my body. Thank you.
Yeah, and I prefer it there, too, because I remember I branded her ass. She's mine.
Yes. Yes. See, exactly. So, see, y'all fuck with me, y'all going to get her.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I don't need any of this. Don't fuck with me in my profile.
See, that's when you know you're a bad motherfucker. I don't even have to put it in my profile.
Speaking of, I got drama to tell you later. That shit that was going to go down last week finally happened today.
Okay, well, I want to know, too, but anyway, that's for later. I keep getting left out of shit. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on anyway. I'm tired.
Remember that one guy was going to yell at the fake guy for a second?
Anyway, that's for later. You don't put stuff on when it can be recorded and listened to over and over, and people can try to figure out who you're talking about. Ginger, did we teach you?
That's true. My bad.
We're live on air, chick. What the hell?
Never.
I thought you found another profile. I'm an asshole.
Hold on, what's mine say? I got something silly in mind.
You know what? I'm going to make a section
of it. I've got
the
little check box. I've got three check boxes down. It says, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
That's my three down.
I'm going to make a part on the website that says people who have asshole profiles. I'm just going to start blurring names out, but it's going to be everything else in their profile that they said.
It is ridiculous. I don't understand that. Why? You know, and I just... And it's like, then they have a real-life picture. They don't even look intimidating in the slightest.
I know. My real-life picture is of something that I got from a friend of mine, actually. It's a chick who's vacuuming. She's kind of bent over. She's kind of got her panties coming down her legs.
Yes.
And do you know how many people I've had ask me, is that really you?
Oh, my God.
Yes. No.
It is. No, I'd be like, that's me.
Really, people?
This is hitting on a very bigger, scarier problem that we may have to segue on into on Thursday night, because some people, the line for them in their head between their real selves and their avatar is getting seriously blurred.
Yeah, but then I think that has more to do with mental illness than anything.
Well, then that's a whole lot of mentally ill sons of bitches.
You know, it really is, and that's a problem. Okay, this is Thursday's topic, but we'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. Speaking of which, other accessories, I know y'all are probably laughing at us going, aren't you the same three bitches that talk about virtual shoes? Okay.
Yeah, but we're not talking about virtual shoes in the sense that it's something extra that doesn't have a purpose in-game. Like, shoes are shoes. Every avatar in every game has shoes.
Except for that one place that in that time.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the stuff that we're talking about with no purpose is like phones.
Now, see, that's what I do have a cell phone for my Corey character, my main one.
Yeah, but you role play with it.
No, you know what my role play is? When I have to get up and leave the room and somebody is coming in the store so they don't talk to me. So that's my way is when I start acting like, you know, I turn that on so she's talking on the phone. But it still has a purpose. I don't just walk around with it to my ear and then go somewhere and then start having a conversation with people while I have it to my ear. Yeah, makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
So I don't get any of this, and it's just been getting bigger and worse as it goes along. You have your people who like to walk around with a bunch of weapons on them, and I'm like, okay, what sim are you from? Oh, I don't have any. I'm not from a sim. I just like dress like this.
Why? Why?
On one hand, I get it. You know, you don't get to do this in real life. You cannot walk around with a Uzi and an AK-47 hanging from your hip in real life. But still. Why are you over here in the kiddies section of the sim where you're supposed to be buying baby shoes?
Go to a sim where it's appropriate.
But why do you have baby shoes?
Yes. Oh, my God. I was actually in the Zuby store the other day, and somebody came in, a chick came in, and pasties and itty-bitty skirt that covered nothing.
Oh, God.
And she's pushing her four babies around, and I'm thinking, oh, my God.
I booted somebody out of my store. They came in topless the other day. Do you not see the damn sign in my store saying no nudity?
Wow. And, you know, it shouldn't be. I mean, because you are in a store that caters to families,
and
to children.
And that
to...
actually can be against the TOS. You really can. Because you're not supposed to have anything anything about sex at all around child avatars at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a store that caters to child avatars, then you really need to make sure that that stays a non-sex zone at all. Like, people are covered. You know, there's no no any funny business going on anywhere. Because, I mean, that's just creepy.
It is.
I actually caught hell the other day. We were talking about houses and what everybody has, and I apparently am one of the few that has no sex poses in my house at all, period.
I don't use them. I mean, I have them in my skybox. That's because the furniture's not mine.
No,
and whose furniture might it be?
My skybox? Cuddles or friendly stuff.
People's. I don't understand. Somebody gonna have to explain to us. You explain, okay? You explain why you need virtual iPad.
Explain.
You explain why you need virtual iPad.
I mean, just like my couch. One of my poses is my couch. If I sit on it, it reses out a laptop, and then I'm sitting there on the floor playing my laptop. And I get a kick out of that, especially when I'm here in the mornings and I'm logged on listening to music, chatting back and forth. I don't want to go anywhere where it's going to be super distracting or laggy. But I get a kick out of that. My avatar is sitting there on her little laptop while I'm over here working, you know? I don't know.
Well, no different. Again, if somebody was to walk up, you could say, you could make a purpose for it. But the thing is, most people don't think to have a purpose for it. Like, I'm looking at now, there's a whole bathroom set with a teacup. And I'm like, why do I need a teacup?
I don't know.
Same thing when I look at Bloodlines. There is so much stuff in Bloodlines. I get really irritated that people don't use the not just the biting things, but there's a ton of things in there. The fact that your vampire can turn to mist or they can go invisible. I mean, just infinite.
You've never
seen
anybody use those.
You've seen me use them because I would play around. I'd go turn into mist, and then I'd make my vampire disappear. Then I'd start walking behind people and be like, I see you. Where'd you go? Type of stuff. But nobody uses this stuff because it's one of the weird accessories they don't want to play with. I'd just rather bite you. They don't even want to do the animation.
They just click it, and it's really, it's just annoying.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of that person's time to have made it.
Boys and girls.
It's that time.
And the moral of today's show, boys and girls, is if you're going to use an accessory such as a phone, an iPad, a laptop, Bloodlines, or any other kind
vampire
of
teeth,
then you need to make sure that it has a purpose instead of just, oh, I want to look cool. Because you don't look cool. You look like a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on that note, tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey to the news. And on Thursday, to hear us do our normal show, where you also got a taste of what we might be talking about then. Say goodnight, ladies.
Goodnight, ladies.
She was a lot like you, maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Carolyn is in you too. One day they woke me up, so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice today, that's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get right to it now, I only want you gone. Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you had been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some music instead. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else. I only want you gone.
ask yourself, boys and girls, does it have a purpose? If it doesn't, don't wear it.